Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello everyone. Happy Thursday. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. For those of you who would like to call in, the guest call-in number for our friends in the LA area is area code 424-258-9337. And for everyone everywhere else, including the slightly foggy, slightly chilly, but still ever beautiful Bay Area, it's toll-free 877-697-9725. Also, as always, producer Kina is very ably manning both the switchboard and the chat room. So if there's any questions that you'd like to direct to me during the show, you can log on, she'll catch you up, and get it all sorted out. So, we are actually starting off with a few calls. It looks like the topic for today, we're talking about shift happening. And way back a long time ago, back in the 70s, there was a gentleman named Thomas Kuhn, and he wrote a book called The Structure of Scientific Revolution. And he coined the phrase, shift happens. Now, in our relationship with it today, we're talking about the fact that change is inevitable. And normally we look at change as either something that we've gained or something that we've lost. So today we're looking at what place that holds in our relationships and in how we live our lives and how we walk in this world. Now, first off, I'd like to wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day. And for those who are in relationships, blessings. For those who are not, you know, blessings too, because you truly can be your own best Valentine. So what we're going to do is we're going to start off. We have Sandy from Ohio, and she actually has a question about romance in life or the lack thereof. Sandy, welcome.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, how can I help you?
Well, I'm just kind of wondering, I know everything has changed. Mm-hmm. I just don't, I haven't been in a relationship for, oh my gosh, probably about 4 or 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
What do I need to do? What changes do I need? What's going on? What do I, any suggestions, anything to help?
Well, I suppose that the first question would be, why do you believe you're not in a relationship?
I know that I'm picky.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that. And the guys that I have attracted and my ex-husband was an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed the last guy that I dated, he liked the beer can more than what he, you know, he wanted to be around me, but the beer meant more to him than anything else. And
mm-hmm.
I don't want that. I want somebody mm-hmm. who wants me for me.
Well, cool. So if you were to design the perfect guy for you, what would he be like?
Oh, boy. Well, see, I'm not picky on looks or body type because I feel that it's what's inside means more than the physical appearance.
Okay.
So I don't care whether he's tall and slender or short and, you know, the gut or whatever, gray hair, dark hair. I don't care about that. I just want someone with a loving heart, someone that likes kids, grandkids, wants to go do things. I'm
mm-hmm.
not even picky about what I go do. Just
okay.
as long as we're together, we can have fun. Even if I don't like it, you can always, you're with that person that you love or you enjoy being with, so you make the most out of it because you know they're enjoying it.
Yeah, yeah. And that place of settling, you know, that idea, okay, we can't get the Prince Charming, so let's figure out what is it that we're willing to settle for. Has that kind of been a piece in, you know, your search for romance in your life?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So, Sandy, how do you define romance?
Oh, gosh, just having someone there for you. I think that's the most important part. Someone to be there, someone to talk to, your best friend.
Mm-hmm. And say, as a part of romance, do you feel like, passion is a part of that?
Yes, yes.
Okay, but it's not a real important part for you.
Well, you know, I want all that. I guess I just haven't had all that for quite a while that maybe that's been put on the back burner.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you a really weird question, and I'd like you to think about it for a second. What has been the gift that you've received from not being in a relationship?
Getting to know myself and realizing that I don't need to be dependent upon anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And learning to know who I am.
Wow, those are some tremendously awesome and powerful gifts. And that you came up with, like, immediately, because usually people go, like, gifts? There are no gifts in this. I'm alone! And for you to really be able to hit into that, you know, I get the feeling that you've done a lot of work, a lot of sort of, you know, spiritual work, a lot of personal work around this.
Yes, yes, I have.
Okay.
And I'm not afraid of being alone. That's not the problem.
Yeah.
I don't
get that at all.
Yeah, I want someone there more than what I need them there.
Yeah. And that's the key part, that this is something that you want in your life, but not something that you need.
Yes.
And so bringing that energy in, I mean, you know, there's some people who believe, like, have you ever done a vision board?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, there's some who believe that it's like, okay, you do a vision board around it, you set up something that will let you open that doorway. And in some cases, actually designing a ceremony around opening your life up to get somebody coming in, whether it's, you know, you light a candle, and that candle represents the opportunity to bring someone into your life. I knew one woman who decided that she would sleep on one side of her bed, because through that, she said that usually she would sleep right in the middle, but by shifting to one side of the bed, it was like she was creating an invitation to bring someone in her life romantically.
Makes sense, yeah.
And so I think that there may be a lot of things to do. I get the feeling, though, that there is actually somebody sort of on the periphery that, it's almost like kind of a possibility.
Okay.
One, you know, like either a man friend or, I mean, do you have, you know, guys who are friends of yours?
Yes, we go out, all of us go out every Friday night.
Yeah.
We go out every Friday night and we're all together. And there's one that I noticed that watches, and we've had the eyes, the looks, we've done the flirting and all that. But yes, I would be interested in going out with.
Yeah, and is he somebody who you trust?
Yes, because I've gotten to know him.
Mm-hmm. So what would it mean, or could you sort of envision the idea of the relationship with him kind of going to another level?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about asking him out?
I did like a year and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
but then he got a job to where he was for a full year to where he worked 7 days a week.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's now back to where he's, you know, so nothing, we never got to go out or anything. And now he's back to where he quit that job because it was mandatory 7 days a week. I mean, it just worked him to death.
Mm-hmm.
So he got another job, and now he's in with our group again. So I haven't done it now.
Mm-hmm.
I was sort of afraid to since I already have.
Well, at that time, my feeling is that that wasn't the right time.
Okay.
That there were still some more gifts for you to get out of this introspection. And, you know, it really has been a huge growing piece for you. And a lot of letting go of stuff that doesn't belong to you.
Okay.
And 2013 is the year of change. It's the year of possibility. Now, could you ask him out and it's like, you know, and he could come across and say, well, you know what? I really like you as a friend and, you know, and that's it. Which there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. Yeah.
But the idea of the possibility that you may have this person who you know, who you trust, and it's not about, guess what, we're going to go pick wedding china. It's like,
right.
You know what, how about we go out and get a cup of coffee?
Yeah, that's true.
Now, you may go to get a cup of coffee, you look at the guy at Starbucks, and it's like, oh, my God, he's perfect for me.
Yeah, that's true. Never thought about that, but yeah, you're right.
So, you know, my feeling is that this person is a doorway, and he's a very safe one. You
okay.
know, my feeling is that he cares about you. And that's a big part of what it is, that change piece. You know, the idea of, you know, well, if I pursue this, I don't want to lose the friendship, things like that. You don't
yeah.
have to worry about that.
That's
change
true.
Has already been initiated in the relationship. Worst case scenario, you stay friends.
Right.
And best case scenario, you both find
we won.
Someone. Yeah, you both find someone who you can be yourself with, who you can be safe with. Deep down, we all want to be safe with someone.
Yeah, that's
and if
true.
This is somebody who you already feel safe with, not so bad.
Right. I never looked at it that way. I know when I go down there, there's a lot of other guys, but you know they're basically older than me, flirting
mm-hmm.
around and walking up and hugging me and kissing me and stuff like that. And I know he watches that. If I get up and walk to the bathroom, he watches.
Mm-hmm.
He watches all the little things that, you know, you can be looking away and you look at him and he's looking right at me. So
yeah.
notice all this stuff, but I think it's more of, probably fear of rejection, but I guess it's the signs are there.
Yeah. And
you. Hey, you opened me up a little bit right there.
You know,
it's
about
few things.
Well, it's about noticing the things that sometimes we don't notice because we're right in the middle of it. You know, I mean, I in no way do I say I'm a psychic or anything like that, but sometimes I get sort of a feeling about something, and
mm-hmm.
I had a feeling that there was already somebody in your field who has a very nurturing energy towards you, who wants to see you safe, who likes it when you smile. And likes your laugh. And if you're feeling down, it really he's not comfortable with seeing you down or in a low energy state. So being able to explore that, it's a time of possibilities. And if you have to tell yourself a story about anything, tell yourself a good one. The relationships you had in the past, they all had their own gifts. They all taught you something. And blessings to those men if they're dealing with addiction. You know, hopefully they'll be able to find something that will give them balance and allow them to step forward.
Right.
And you don't have to deal with that. That's not your responsibility.
Yes.
Your responsibility is your life and your happiness. And having it be okay to just keep looking forward at something that could be tremendously cool.
Wow. Wow. Well, thank you.
This is your time.
Thank you. You've opened me up more than what you'd ever realize.
Well, good luck, and let me know how it goes. What's this guy's name?
Dan.
Unless you don't want to share that. Dan?
Dan.
Well, you know what? I'm going to put out a good thought for whatever it is that is meant to go, that it be happy and joyous for both of you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so glad I called. You just brightened my day.
Well, I'm glad you called, too. You have a wonderful Valentine's Day. And, hey, let me know what happens, all right?
Sure will. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
So, you never know when change is going to affect you. You never know when an opportunity, whether or not it's something you're losing or something you're gaining, because really they're both the same side of, you know, they're different sides to the same coin. Gain and loss both have light and shadow in it. Sometimes we lose something and it breaks our heart, but it's the best thing for us to be able to walk away from. Sometimes we gain something that we've always wanted, and it turns out it's really not what we needed. When we can make that separation between what we want and what we need, that's the first step in being able to figure out what will make us happy. And ultimately, it is about you. It's about each and every one of you. It's about each and every one of you wanting to give yourself permission to be selfish. Give yourself permission to think of yourself first, to put yourself first, to figure out, you know what? For the next 24 hours, I am only going to do things that make me happy. I am going to put a smile on my own face. I'm going to take a risk that maybe I'm not sure about, and understand that whether it goes good or goes bad, hey, at least I took a shot. When we think about finding balance in ourselves, we have to look at all of the sides that are involved in any given issue, because there are some things that, you know, you don't want to deal with the risk, and there's other things that are totally worth it. When I think back on times when I had to make a choice to either let go of something or to try to cling on to it no matter what, I mean, and that is something that each one of us has to figure out for ourselves. As I've mentioned before, I'm going through the process of leaving my home. I don't like saying losing my home because, well, it's hard to lose something if you know where it is. The home is going to stay there. I just won't be living there. Yeah, 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 subprime loan, yeah, 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 loan modification denied, all of that stuff. But that's not the point. The point is that house is no longer going to be a direct part of my life. It was where I grew up. My parents bought it back in like 1969. It was the first home that we had. We were military, so we moved every 18 months. There has been a lot of happiness and a lot of sadness that I've experienced in that home. You know, three generations of my family has lived in that home. And when I think about the idea that at some point, maybe within the next few months, I will close that door for the last time and I will walk away into a new life. What that new life is going to be and what that new life is going to mean, I have no idea. But I can tell myself a really good story about it. I can tell myself how this is going to be the best possible opportunity, the best possible thing that could happen. And it's something that is going to ultimately serve me. And even though it's going to be really strange, when I say goodbye to that structure, and because I believe everything has a spirit, yes, I talk to my car, and if my printer's not working, I think maybe if I talk nice to it, it will work better, but basically most technology, I think elves make it work. So when we look at, you know, the spirit that we find in everything. I believe that house has a spirit. And quite honestly, I believe that that spirit is saying, you know what? We had a great run. I enjoyed being a part of your life. And it's time for us to part, because someone else is going to come in here and they're going to see the possibility in me that you can't. And when we are able to let go of what doesn't want to be held, when we're able to let go of the story that we attach to something, because it's not the building I'm attached to, it's the story that I have around it. And really, that story can come with me. Just because I leave the house doesn't mean I have to leave the story behind. It doesn't mean that the memories go. I may have lost that piece of my childhood, that piece of my life, but what I find is a better relationship with myself, a better relationship with the memories that maybe weren't so great. And to be able to find peace and leave those things behind that I no longer need. That is the heart of Shift Happens. That is the place where we find the shift. The shift happens for us. The change occurs because it's what needs to happen in that moment. Loss can be great. Gain can be hurtful. It doesn't matter. What matters is that no matter what happens, we can find that balance point. No matter what happens, we know we're okay. And we know that if we cannot find that way to be okay, we can reach out to others, those around us who support us and help us. Even if it's that friend who will answer the phone at 2 in the morning. And you know that they will. And even though you woke them up, they're going to say, okay, what's up? What's going on? Or maybe you're the friend who supplies that. We all take turns. And we all go through change. Change can be terrifying. And change can be the best possible thing to happen to us. When we can be able to sort of put things into perspective, and we know that we look back on our lives and it has been nothing but change. It's about adapting. It's about finding that place of, all right, well, okay, I'm balanced here. Okay, well, here we go again. You know, when you're riding a roller coaster in those places where, you know, maybe you're going up the hill and it's like click, 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 and there's that almost microsecond pause, but there is a pause when it's in balance. And then you whoosh down and it turns and it twists and, you know, it goes up and down, and then maybe it comes around again and it takes another hill, and there's that place where it click, 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 balance, and then down you go again. Our lives are that. It's uphill, downhill, but at those points where there's equilibrium. And the trick is learning how to expand that so that even when you're going down and whooshing around, you know, no matter what, I'm going to reach a balance point again. And no matter how long it lasts, it may be just for a moment, or it may go months, you know, because a lot of times we all have those times where actually everything's going pretty cool for a long time. And then something happens to throw us off. And then we work with it, we learn from it, and then we find that balance point. 2013 is a year of change. In some ways, think of it that the old world did end. It's not what it was. You aren't what you were. And what you are and what you become is completely up to you. And if you don't like you know, what you're becoming, change it. Do something different. Figure out something else. If you have the power to make your life a mess, then you have the power to fix it. If you consider your life a mess, that's okay. It was a mess for a reason. Look for what it is that was the gift that was at the bottom of all of that mess, because I promise you there is one. When you reach that point, what did I learn from it? What wisdom did I gain? How do I now have tools that I didn't have before? Then you can be able to let it go, because that gift is going to stay there. And if you don't get it, it's going to come around again until you realize what it was that you were meant to gain from it. Then you take that, use it as a starting point. I'm like, okay. I mean, the situation that we find ourselves in is usually something that we kind of laid the groundwork for. But each and every day and each and every second, you have the ability to shift something, even if it's a tiny thing, that can change the perspective on everything and create a brand new story, one that you like. Figure out what it is you really want. Define it as specifically as you can. Make sure you've got your terms defined. You know, I want more romance. What does romance mean to you? Know what it is that you really want. Understand that it's going to be yours. Because once you figure out you are going to do something, after that it just becomes how. But deciding, yep, that is what I'm going to achieve. Knowing it in your heart, knowing it's right for you, knowing that no matter what anybody else says, it's your choice. Because whether you lose or gain, either way, you come out ahead. Either way, you're wiser than you were. And either way, if nothing else, it'll be interesting. Thank you, everyone, for joining me on another half hour of Healing House Radio. Thank you for the blessing that each and every one of you are in the life of someone. Thank you for embracing change. Thank you for releasing what it is you lose, because once you release it, your hands are out there open. And what you have to gain is going to fall right into it. Times sometimes get tough. But hold on, because you will reach the balance point. So if you would like to find out more about me, you can go to www.the-healing-house.com. And it's got all kinds of links and information about stuff that I do and where I'm at. And if you would like to have a one-on-one consultation with me, please feel free to contact me, and we can get that set up. Otherwise, next week we will be right back here on Thursday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And, I want to give a nice little shout-out to my friend Joy, who is visiting from the U.K. I hope you have a wonderful visit, and hopefully we'll catch up while you're here. So, have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful life. Have wonderful choices. Have amazing losses and even more amazing finds. And no matter what, it's all about moving. It's all about moving forward, because that's what you've always done and what you always will do. So for those of you who want to hang around in the chat room, I will be checking into that as soon as we go off the air. And if you have any further questions, you can ask them then. So, until next week, this is Healing House Radio. This is Dr. Eileen wishing you blessings and balance. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.